Older workers encourage the younger ones. The Lord desires His people to make constant advancement. He rejoices when young men become imbued with His Spirit and gird on the armor to engage in aggressive warfare. Let us always encourage young men and young women to make the most of their capabilities, to improve their talents to the utmost, remembering the words, "Let no man despise thy youth." We do not expect that they will never err in word or action, but if they will heed the reproofs of the Lord and correct every mistake, they will make advancement. As we see God raising up young men for His work, we rejoice to see them increasing in the fear of the Lord in proportion as they increase in the knowledge of the truth. Such ones will cultivate a reverence for God and for His sacred service. Let the older workers encourage the younger ones, never speaking lightly or disparagingly of them. Day by day, the young student teacher is storing away a fresh supply of knowledge. His understanding is enlightened. He can say, "God has opened my eyes to behold wondrous things out of His Word." A sense of God's mercy and greatness makes him childlike in his submissiveness and his willingness to serve. These teachers do not feel the repression they would feel in the presence of older teachers. Their hearts glow with the love of God. The students catch the Spirit, the windows of the heart are opened heavenward, and songs of gratitude ascend from hearts that burn with the love of God. As the teachers and students seek to learn their duty, with an unfeigned desire to be conformed to the image of God, they gain power to conquer the stubbornness of a selfish will. Oh, I can see wisdom in thoroughly converted young men and young women engaging in the work of teaching. As they give themselves fully to God, they will learn more and more of Him. We do not in any way underrate the older teachers. No, we would encourage older and younger teachers to labor for God. But I am seeking to show you that schools may be managed, and managed successfully, by men who are not the most advanced in years and experience. God can work through young, humble men. Let none forbid them. Let the young, devoted followers of Christ say, "The love of Christ constraineth me." Moving upon minds with the force of the grace of Christ, this love casts aside all hindrances and barriers, exerting upon souls a compelling influence that leads them to give themselves to God in unreserved consecration. My brother, let nothing you do or say weaken the hands of men who are doing their best, and who have succeeded in gaining success.